Thank you so much, everyone. And I just wanted to say a few little words this morning about, well, just about the Christ of Christmas and what it really means to serve him. Christmas is my very favorite time of year. We can get kind of taken up with the beauty of it, I think. The lights, the candles, meat, fireplace, decorations. I love gift giving. I love even gift receiving, of course. But I love all the baking, all the celebrating. We just can really get caught up in the moment. But I want us to think about this application this morning. It actually wasn't quite that way the morning that Jesus was born. We think of the Christmas story as everything fit together beautifully. All the puzzle pieces were there. It was such an exciting time. I want us to just think that we could be in God's perfect will in our lives, and I don't know what has filled your year this past year. Some of you have gone through some dark seasons of challenge. I want you to be encouraged that God is in the middle of your mess. He is in the middle of your mess, just as he was literally in the middle of all of the circumstances of the birth, of his birth, of his own birth. Let's just think about it for a moment. This was God's plan. God wrote a perfect plan, so to speak. If he would have handed it to me beforehand, I would have said, oh, this is not really what you want, is it? And you're going to let them go through this. And then they're, for example, charging into Bethlehem on a donkey, 9 months pregnant. Any woman in here that's had a child can know how ridiculously unbearable that must have been. But think about this. This was God's plan. He chose the time of year. He chose the mode of travel. It was on a donkey. He chose that this would be the time of Jesus' birth, in the middle of tax season, in the middle of census, when Joseph would have to make a trip. Now, he could have chosen the birth of Jesus several months beyond that point, but no, he chose that exact time. And they were uncomfortable. They went through struggles. They went through difficulties. Let's think about, could not God have just found a room for Mary and Joseph? Why not just a room? But no. It was a cave or a barn out in the cold, most likely, probably drafty, certainly smelly, certainly not ideal circumstances for the birth. Yet, let's remember, this was God's plan. This was what he chose. He could have done anything he wanted in the way of preparing a place for Jesus to be born. And then, of course, what about Mary? She was probably only 15 years of age, 15 or 16, an inexperienced mother, never been away from home. Here she was. We have no evidence that her family was around at all. We see her away from her family, in a place, strange, just Joseph, pretty much, some animals. The shepherds showed up, but I'm sure they didn't know all about childbirthing. So therefore, we have a very interesting situation. But yet, I emphasize, she was exactly in God's will, exactly in God's time frame, exactly in the place where God wanted her. Yet, I can imagine she was afraid in her heart. She missed her mother. She wanted her family around. She was probably very uncomfortable. She may have even been a little cold. I don't know about the temperature. But can you imagine the question she would have? She would say, God, are you sure this is what you wanted? Did we miss a turn someplace? Is this it? Because this doesn't feel like it. This is the Son of God being born in these circumstances that I'm embarrassed about, God. How embarrassing. I'm bringing forth your Son in the middle of all of this. And I'm sure there are times in our life when we will question, God, are you really in this? This is what I thought you wanted me to do, but are you sure that was it? Maybe I missed you there. Maybe this isn't the path. And where are you, God, by the way? I'm not supposed to be feeling this uncomfortable. I'm supposed to be provided for. That's what the Bible says, after all. And of course he does, and we know that. But it doesn't mean we won't have some uncomfortable times. It doesn't mean that sometimes the finances won't quite stretch as far as we want them to stretch. But yet he's the supplier of our needs. He is our provider. He does give us what we need. So I can only imagine that Mary and Joseph both. Can you imagine Joseph's assignment? Poor guy. I mean, wouldn't you look at him and go, what kind of a provider are you? You're taking care of your wife. Look at this. But here we know that God was in the middle of the mess. He was in the middle of the circumstances. And I emphasize again, it was his time. It was his place. It's the way he chose to work. So my encouragement is, if you're struggling in this season of your life with some unanswered questions, some prayers that maybe have not quite been answered, and you don't know where God is, I will just tell you, he is right in the middle of it. So let's not let the enemy cause us to push God away and say, well, this doesn't feel like your will. This doesn't feel like your purpose. I'm not feeling very loved right now. I'm feeling very alone. I want us to celebrate the season in the middle of everything we're experiencing and to know that God is right there in the middle of it. Right? Amen.
You know, I stop and think of Christmas, and I have a lot of memories of the past. I thank God that I had a dad and a mom that believed in Jesus. I remember times when we sat around and we talked about Jesus, and every night we would have prayer and devotion together. And those memories stayed with me. And I just want to encourage you, especially you that have smaller children, to take time. Take time to tell them about Jesus. Tell them stories of what God did for you. But also, you know, you can get a little storybook about Jesus that simplifies it if you have real young ones. But I just know what it meant to me, because when the hard times came and I questioned God as a teenager, I would remember back to what my dad said. My dad only lived to be 47 years of age, but I remember looking down into his casket. I said, thank you. Thank you, Dad, that you raised us to believe in Jesus. That there was a Savior that was born to save us from our sins. And so I just challenge you today, speak into your family. Let them know by the word, but also by the word of your life, what Jesus has meant to you. And then as the years pass, you can look back and say, I thank God that I instilled in them what I knew and what God had done for me. I don't want you to live in past regrets as you look back and say, I wish I would have spent more time teaching my family about Jesus. I just remember times in the car when they were little, we'd go down the road and we'd say, who died on the cross? Jesus, they would say. Who rose from the dead? Jesus. Who was born in a manger? Jesus. When they were little tiny 2 and 3 year old kids. But we taught them what Jesus meant. And so on this Christmas season, we have heard songs, we have sang hymns together, we have assembled together. I want you to have a joyous Christmas as a family. But even when you get together and your children are older, take time to pray together. Lift them up. Have time. Take time. It's such a busy schedule we have sometimes. We can say, oh, we don't need to pray. We don't need to read the Word of God with our family. But I encourage you, because it'll mean something as the years pass and they get older. They'll have those memories, as I have many memories also. So I want us to pray together today and believe God. And if you're here and you never really committed your life to Jesus Christ, you know, he's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. He's here for you now. The door is open. All you need to say, Jesus, I love you. Forgive me. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. And he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's what's special about knowing Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, I just thank you for this morning, for the special music that has gone forth. Lord, for the scripture that has been read, and Lord, what my dear wife shared with us about Mary and Joseph and the difficult times they faced, but she knew the plan of God. And Lord, we may face difficult times in the days ahead, but we have one that will not leave us nor forsake us. And in the time of need, you're there. So we thank you for that, Lord. Bless every family, Lord, in the week ahead, Lord, and may we just come to the time in the new year where we just rejoice. Lord, we're so thankful for, like was already been said, we have had this building to meet in. We're looking forward to getting back into our own building. But I'm excited about what's going to take place. I'm excited because we're going to lift up the name of Jesus throughout this community by our life and our example. As we are at work, we're at play, or we're shopping, people are going to see Jesus through us, and we're going to have opportunities because they're going to say, you know, and think, what's different about that person? It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Jesus. And we give you the glory and praise. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Have a great week. Merry Christmas to all.